Well, we're visiting with Dr. Wayne Ayers for the Land Co. And Dr. Ayers, you guys have some good products for farmers in Kentucky. Tell us what you're working on that will help our farmers in Kentucky with their livestock.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Alan. It is exciting times at Elanco. Elanco, is, as many of you know, is a global company. We make feed additives, antibiotics, vaccines, insecticides, dewormers. We try and cover as broad of a spectrum to promote animal health, and in turn that promotes bottom line of our producers and feeds our country. So it's kind of exciting. One of the things that we have this year, we're launching two brand new products. We have a brand new antibiotic, first new antibiotic in about 12 years. That's called Pradalex. It's labeled for bovine respiratory disease and for swine respiratory disease. So it's a very novel kind of an antibiotic. It's in a similar class that we have some other products. Baytril, danofloxacin is another one you may have heard of that are in that class. But this one is very, very quick to act, and it's been very well received. Another product that we have that we're happy to launch is a new vaccine to prevent bovine respiratory disease. So now, if we can help prevent it, and then we've got a new product to maybe treat those that escape, hopefully we can help with the bottom line. The new vaccine is called Nuplura Plus 5. We've combined our five-way viral vaccine called Titanium 5, and we've combined that with our Mannheimia vaccine, which is the number one cause of bacterial pneumonia. And that product was called Nuplura, and so when we put them together, we call it Nuplura Plus 5. And so now in a single injection, we can get protection from the viral component as well as the bacterial component of BRD.
I think it's so important to protect against that in Kentucky because our weather is so off the chart. You know, one day it might be 60 degrees, next day it might be 30, and it could be raining, could be sunshine. I mean, those are kind of things that lead cattle to have a BRSD.
Correct. Environment is very important in those outbreaks. The other thing is just overall nutrition. Nutrition is the foundation of everything. So if I don't have a good nutrition program that allows the immune system to respond to my vaccine, I kind of wasted my vaccine, right? So it didn't do what we thought it was going to do, you can't see it. We can't measure it. You know, I mean, I maybe can go pull some blood and see, okay, who got a higher antibody titer. But the reality is if I provide all the things that the calf or the cow needs and nutritionally, including a good mineral program, I increase the chances of that immune system responding well to the vaccines that I have and then being ready to face a challenge when that happens. Cattle handling is really important. Anything that reduces stress in the animal, and that one is nutritional stress, right? But just physical stress. So when we wean a calf, if we can do it in a way that reduces the stress. So there's several different programs out there, fence line weaning, some of those things. Then the stress actually reduces the response of the immune system. So then we also want to reduce some of the negative effects of some of the things we do. There's a trade-off of everything. One of them is some of these Mannheimia vaccines. Vaccines come with a molecule called endotoxin. And the endotoxin actually reduces the response or changes the response of the immune system to when we give them a vaccine. So that's probably the neatest thing or the coolest thing about Nuplura is it's completely different in how we manufacture it compared to other Mannheimia vaccines, and we've dramatically reduced the amount of endotoxin, and we've increased the amount of the important parts that the immune system needs to respond. So all of those things to go together. Another stressor that's really important is flies and ticks and lice. All of those, in one way or the other, whether it's robbing nutrients, like an internal parasite, actually robbing nutrients that the cow needs, they also rob red blood cells, like a tick or a fly, and that can make an animal anemic. And if they're anemic, they don't have as much oxygen or the energy that they need that their immune system needs to respond, or that animal needs to respond to an infection. So thinking about handling livestock or raising livestock under a huge umbrella of everything I do that's good for a cow is probably good for my bottom line. So if I can control ticks, I can control lice, I control internal parasites, I reduce stress, I feed them better, that all is going to be a positive on my bottom line because it's a positive for that animal.
What about screw worm? A lot of concern about screw worm right now. Talk a little bit about what you guys are doing to help with that problem.
Yeah, screw worm's a little bit scary. We there's a lot of us that don't quite understand it. We've never had to deal with it. It's been out of this country since the late 60s. But those of us with a little more gray hair like me maybe remember some of the conversations that were had when we were kids. But our dads and grandfathers actually dealt with that, especially from Kentucky across the country and straight south. That was kind of the endemic line. And if you think about it, so if I still have Grandpa alive, I need to talk to him about screw worms, right? Because they dealt with it. The biggest thing is education. So there's some really good things on education. The USDA has an excellent website called the New World Screwworm Playbook, and that is where all the new information is going to come out. That's where some of these emergency use authorization for various products is going to come out, and those protocols will be there. Another excellent site is Florida. Florida has an excellent site. Texas is working on developing a site as well. So education is going to be really important. There's some very key things. One, I've been on the screw worm task force at Elanco for about a year now. We've been communicating with the various agencies for over a year, just as other industry leaders have been as well. And involved in offering what we may have globally. Maybe we don't have a product here locally, but maybe we have something in Brazil, for example, that maybe we're using down there. And so we're all contributing to this. There's just a lot of things happening in the background that the public is not necessarily aware of, but everybody is working together to try and protect. Some things that producers can do specifically is as a preventative. So one of the things we don't realize is horn flies and tick bites, deer fly bites, so anything I can reduce those bites, those are potential infection site for the female. If I can do good fly control, I can do good tick control, I reduce the number of those bite wounds that potentially a screw worm could find and lay her egg. We don't even think about it most of the time, but when I give an injection, I've just poked a little hole in that skin. And sometimes when we poke a little hole in the skin, we get a little drop of blood there. Well, guess what? That is a potential site for that female. So it's going to be a mindset thing. Ear tags. What do I do about ear tagging cattle? I just put a wound in a calf's ear, right? Currently, the only product that is specifically labeled for screw worms is Catron 4. And that happens to be an Elanco product. It's been around for years. It was used, way back at the beginning when we were treating wounds. That Catron's been a staple for preventing. So maybe we take a spray and we're going to tag a calf. Now I need to spray that wound to try and prevent, right? The other thing is open castration. Because I've just created a wound there. What do I need to do? I need to do something preventative by putting a spray on. If as little kids remember, Grandpa castrated a calf and every calf got sprayed. Well, there was a very good reason, right? And it was because they had been dealing with screw worms. And it continues on. Oh, other flies could get in there too and cause an infection. So maybe, but it was specifically at one point about the screw worm. So do we need to do something different? Do we go to day of birth band castration and then spray the wound instead of an open castration? We can decrease the incidence of infections, right? People don't think about it, but the umbilicus. The umbilical cord is a new potential source for that female screw worm to lay eggs in. And in untreated, a high percentage of calves, lambs, kids, any newborn animal has a fairly high incident rate if you don't treat them of infection. And a fairly high 20% of those animals are going to die if they're not seen quick enough, because the umbilicus is a very short trip for a screw worm that's boring a hole in you to get to your abdomen, to that animal's abdomen. So diligence, About looking for wounds and making sure we're looking at cattle very frequently and looking for wounds and then treating them. And then also a change in our mindset. Can I do something management-wise? Dehorning sites are another one, right? Can I do some of those things to reduce the potential infection site for that female? That's going to go a long ways to reducing how far and how fast the screwworm spreads.
A lot of good information, and, you know, makes good points, because I grew up on a cattle farm, same thing. You think about all those different things there, Dr. Rutherford. So, obviously, people like to learn more about Elanco, what you guys are doing to working on. The website, best way, or your local veterinarian, or what?
Yeah, so our website is elanco.us, and there we can get to all of the species that we represent there here in the U.S., and you can find all of our products there. Another way is our sales representatives out in the field, and then there's several of us on the technical consultant side that are spread across the U.S. So if you know one of those people, come talk to them. Help developing these protocols, your local veterinarian. But as far as Elanco goes, we have a lot of resources and a lot of expertise. So,
good insight, Dr. Wayne Ayer. Thank you very much for visiting with us from Elanco about screwworm and obviously BRSD. It's some very important things we deal with in Kentucky.
Thank you very much for having me, Al.